KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 6 degrees above zero. We picked up 9/10 of an inch of snowfall, which melted into 1/10 of an inch of precipitation, with the sleet and freezing drizzle we received yesterday included. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Cass and area counties until 6 p.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Let's take a look at the latest in school announcements we have for you that are weather-related. Two-hour late starts today for Atlantic, ACGC, also Audubon, Bedford, Boyer Valley, Cam, and Charter Oak Ute. Two-hour late starts today as well for Coon Rapids Bayard, Denison, Exira EHK, Griswold IKM Manning, Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Lennox, Nottoway Valley, and Panorama are 2 hours late. Riverside, Southwest Valley, Stanton, West Central Valley, and Harrison, West Harrison, and Woodbine are all 2 hours late today. No morning preschool for Atlantic Jack and Jill. Atlantic Head Start is 2 hours late. Southwestern Community College will open their offices and begin classes at 9 a.m. today. And there's also no morning preschool for Riverside. Child Watch will have normal hours there. Coon Rapids Bayard, the classes start at 10:20. Offices open at 10 a.m. No morning preschool for Boyer Valley. No morning pre-K for Audubon. And in the Adair Casey Guthrie Center, classes start at 10:20 this morning with offices opening at 10 a.m. In the news locally this morning, Red Oak police Wednesday night arrested 42-year-old Crystal Rush Stewart of Red Oak. Stewart was taken into custody at around 7 p.m. for theft in the fifth degree. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Atlantic City Council will hold a special session at 6:15 p.m. Wednesday, February 13th at City Hall to determine the direction they wish to proceed with regard to the Senior Citizen Center. Their options include sell or don't sell the building. If they decide to sell, the city must put out a request for bids. If they decide to keep the building, the fiscal year 2020 budget will have to be adjusted to reflect the imposition of a 13.5 cents per $1,000 valuation levy to repair the roof, which has been leaking since August. If that scenario plays out, City Administrator John Lund and City Clerk Barb Barrick said the Senior Center cannot be sold to any person or entity until the roof is paid for by the levy or a combination of the levy and Senior Center reserve funds. As we previously mentioned, the Atlantic Elks Lodge has expressed an interest in purchasing the building as is and making the roof repairs on their own. Councilpersons Ashley Hayes said that and others thought that the building should be opened up for sealed bids.
With that said, as far as the Elks purchasing it, I think if there is some kind of partnership with the seniors that are currently there regularly, I don't see any issue with it. But I would agree there is a concern with the roof if that. I would hate to sell to anyone and then there it ends up being more than what they're anticipating and not able to cover that cost. I know things are sold as is in commercial properties, but knowing that it's going to a civic organization, that would be a concern for me.
And as for fixing the roof and selling the building, Councilwoman Linda Hartkoff said,
and it's possible also that the person, the entity, the person, whoever purchases it, may wish to change the roof from a rounded roof to a flat roof and put another story on it as well. So
yeah,
I would not repair it and then sell it, because the person purchasing it may wish to change the looks of it as well.
And Creston police are reporting this morning that 19-year-old Max Dustin Kilgore of Creston was arrested yesterday morning on an outside agency warrant for failure to appear. He was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Kilgore has since bonded out and was released. And last night, 36-year-old Richard William Putney of Leon was arrested in Creston on a warrant for contempt of court on an original charge of driving while barred. He was transferred to Decatur County and held without bond until seen by a judge. In a funeral announcements, Robert Lee Anderson, age 93, who's formerly of Exira, died January 31st in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert Lee Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Staves Methodist Church in Des Moines. Ankeny Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lois Berg, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday in Creston. Funeral services for Lois Berg will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Rex Meerhoff, age 63, of Anita, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Rex Meerhoff will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Cam High School in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Juanita Klaus, age 88, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Juanita Klaus will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Rosemary Hahn, age 88, of Erling, died Friday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Rosemary Hahn will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Staver, age 87, of Panora, died Friday. Memorial services for Donald Staver will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Paul Edward Shepherd, age 53, of Adel and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A funeral service for Paul Shepherd will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Ernst Funeral Home in Waukee. Grace Lindemann Rathkamp, age 94, of Kansas City and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Grace Rathkamp will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merlin Bill Brew, age 89, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Memorial services for Bill Brew will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ethel Rasmussen, age 96, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Ethel Rasmussen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Shirley Law, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Shirley Law will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Brian Barney Byer, age 61, of Audubon, died January 17th. A celebration of life memorial service for Barney Byer will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Charles Turner, age 89, of Redfield, died January 27th. A visitation for Charles Turner will be Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Marjorie Hansen, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A celebration of life service for Marjorie Hansen will be next Monday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ann Mary Williams, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in West Des Moines. Services for Ann Williams are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. James George O'Keefe, age 69, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for James O'Keefe will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bruce Reynolds, age 65, of Audubon, died Tuesday at his home. Following cremation, the family will hold a private service for Bruce Reynolds at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.